Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Four contiguous lots totaling 3.37 acres on the north side of Marsden Street in Sag Harbor are in contract, sold for an undisclosed sum after being listed for $9 million by Saunders & Associates. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that the lots, which have been owned by the Trunzo family for 50 years and vacant for as long, were the subject of much controversy last year, as the Sag Harbor School District, with Pearson High School just across the street from the Marsden Street lots, had sought to buy them and expand the school district's comparatively small footprint for potential development into athletic fields or other school use that would have been determined with community input. That opportunity slipped away on May 16, 2023, when a proposition on the school budget vote to purchase the four lots, as well as a smaller fifth lot across the street, also owned by the Trunzo family, with a combination of a $6 million bond and $3.425 million from capital reserves, was voted down by district residents by a narrow margin. Pat Trunzo III thinks they'll be building houses on the lot. The MTA is set to vote tomorrow on finalizing its congestion pricing plan, which now includes a few more exemptions, such as one for a popular East End bus company. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that Metropolitan Transportation Authority officials confirmed on Monday that the agency's full board will vote tomorrow on the toll rates for its Central Business District tolling program, which will charge most vehicles $15 for driving below 60th Street in Manhattan during peak hours. MTA officials hope to begin charging the new tolls in June, but have acknowledged that several pending lawsuits could delay the plan. Juliet Michelson, MTA Deputy Chief of Police and External Relations, said in a statement that the plan being considered by the board will be closely tied to the version recommended by an MTA advisory panel in October, but with certain clarifications that include items raised by the City of New York and others. Those clarifications include granting exemptions to school buses contracted with the New York City Department of Education and possibly Hampton Jitney. We are nearing the end of our March into Spring 2024 Fund Drive when we ask you to become a contributing member of our local East End Public Radio Station. So please, join us now and have your gift tripled up to $50,000 during our Chairman's Challenge, which concludes this Thursday night. Call 800-262-0717, 800-262-0717. Tell us why you think it's important to support your local East End public broadcaster. We might put your comment on air. Or donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org. And have your donation tripled. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.